We start this hour with Chicano's Por La Causa celebrating its 50th anniversary this month. The Latino Civil Rights Organization was founded in 1969 here in Phoenix to confront discrimination. It was part of the farm workers Chicano movement led by Cesar Chavez, but branched off not long after to focus on the urban population. Today, the organization has expanded with programs from affordable housing assistance and small business growth to substance abuse treatment and a domestic violence shelter. David Adame is the CEO of Chicano's Por La Causa, and our co-host Lauren Gilger sat down with him recently to talk more about the organization's past, present, and future.
There was a movement across the Southwest of Hispanic and Latino students in high school that didn't feel that they were getting the same opportunities as other students. There wasn't great representation in the school administrations. There was racial tensions. And quite frankly, our students were being primarily directed towards vocational, although there's nothing wrong. There's a dignity in work, whatever you do. But we wanted the opportunity to get higher education, right? Go to universities. And programs were being set up to really prepare and motivate kids to go on to the universities. So it started in Texas, these walkouts, and they were first, and then Los Angeles was second. There was even a movie made about the Los Angeles ones called Walkout. And we were third, and it was Phoenix Union High School. And so we staged three walkouts, primarily because it was a peaceful type, an approach, right? Cesar Chavez kind of principles, and nonviolence. And we did it for a day, but didn't garner much attention from the administrators or anybody else. Then we did one for a week, which sort of got some attention. But then finally, it led to a full walkout for a month, you know, with the whole strategy of schools get paid by attendance. So we set up our own school down the block at Immaculate Heart, a church, Catholic church, quite frankly, because at that time, we weren't really that welcomed still in the St. Mary's Basilica in downtown. And if our community went, they had to be in the basement. So we actually set up our own school in Immaculate Heart. And finally, after 30 days, the administration called us back and gave us some concessions that we were asking for and programs to provide more tutoring, more direction, more counseling to help the students prepare for higher education. We also wanted more Latino teachers at the time. So after that event, it led to the full ideal of, wow, there's something to this organizing, this peaceful, nonviolent. And so that led to the formation in April 17, 1969 of Chicanos Por La Causa. I'm the seventh CEO in the history of the organization. And when I talk to them, they say they had no intention of us being a, you know, 100 million plus organization budget-wise, being in multiple states, working internationally now in Mexico. That wasn't their plan. They just wanted to be a voice and do advocacy.
Right. So let's talk about that transition, right? So it began as sort of an organization fighting discrimination specifically, but it seems like at some point it shifted, like, and now it's far beyond that. It's more, you're working in social services, you're working in everything from affordable housing to domestic violence shelters. What was the shift about? Why did that happen?
We couldn't get any governmental support if we weren't providing services. Mm. There was no other way to do it. So okay, then we had to adapt. Going from the beginning, Mexican-American, the Chicano, right, has the roots of the Mexica tribe, which are the Aztecs, what Spaniards called them, and Chicanos are the warriors of that tribe. That's kind of the root of the word. And we had to shift from being that during the Civil Rights Movement to helping all immigrants, especially Latin American immigrants, and to now that we serve everybody. Of the now, today, we serve over 300,000 people on an annual basis, and today, 30% of those numbers are non-Latino. And so we had to adapt to providing social services like you just described to now being a U.S. Treasury certified community development financial institution and making $12 million investments in the downtown Phoenix Kimpton Palomar Hotel. People wouldn't know that, right?
Right.
Or making a $13 million investment in the Oasis Specialty Orthopedic Hospital and then making small business loans anywhere from 5,000 micro loans all the way to $1 million loans that we're doing. And again, it's all around a strategy of trying to help anybody become self-sufficient. Our vision is empowered lives, two words, and we drive economic and political empowerment for our mission statement. Mm-hmm. But we want to get to we're serving 1.5 million people, and I'm lifting a million lives.
So as you look forward then, as you're alluding to there is a lot of expansion happening right now, it sounds like, within the organization and looking forward into the future. I wonder what the top priorities are there and how you stick to the roots, the mission of this organization as you do that.
Well, it's a combination of things, right? So the way we're going to do that is never forgetting our history and our roots and why we're here And I mentioned I was the seventh CEO in the history. I brought in my predecessors to come talk to the leadership team, to talk about what were the challenges, what were the issues, what were the bright spots. Mm-hmm. And if you could do something over, what would you do? I brought that in so my new team would understand why we exist, right? We can never forget why we exist, and we're never going to turn our back, whether that's a lawsuit against, like we did when 1070 was very high in the news, or most recently about who gets to pay what tuition to go to school if you want to go to school. We almost feel like it's been almost a full circle back to some of the same challenges. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of it is that it's more inclusive. So what we're calling our new movement, or in Spanish, El Nuevo Movimiento, is taking those same concepts to push for a fair deal for everybody. Whatever you want to do, right? Whether it's start a business, go to school, take care of a challenge you're doing with, that's a new movement, and it's all-inclusive, and it's modeled around American values.
Is now a particularly difficult moment in this movement? I mean, the rhetoric nationally around immigration, around immigrant groups, which is the roots of this organization, is so divisive right now, so polarized. I wonder if you can speak to the mood now and the need now for an organization like yours.
Well, I always tell people, I've learned from many people, never let a good crisis go to waste. And when you have a community like ours around immigration issues, and we care about immigration, about many other things, I talked about the American values, but you need to use the opportunity when you're being attacked to turn it around and organize and motivate people to say, if you don't like it, then come join our new movement. I even had an interview from the Economist magazine publication in Mexico, and they were asking me, you know, do you want President of Mexico to dismiss it? I said, no. I said, what the President of Mexico should do is not join in any rhetoric or any, you know, exchanges on Twitter or whatever, mm-hmm. and say, call the president, our president, and say, let's sit down face to face and let's talk about our challenges that we have and some of the good things. We need the comprehensive immigration reform, but let's take care of some of the easier steps. Let's take care of the DACA students, right? We need that qualified workforce. And so we need to change the narrative and the discussion. We want to correct immigration the legal way. We want to work with partners that want to support all communities and provide that hand up and not a handout.
All right. David Adami is the CEO of Chicanos por la Causa. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for the opportunity.